Look out! It's the next crop!
Great new Australian music.
Oh, God!
On Triple J.
Hey, this is Raf.
Oh, and this is Troy.
We're from Mission Control. We're a band from Melbourne, and our sound is, I suppose, kind of psychedelic, noisy, post-punk, guitar, dancey-ish, rock.
What drew you guys together?
I'd been playing with Glenn, our guitarist, for a long time, and we decided that we wanted to do something new that had a more original sound. And so we got a couple of friends together. We just spent about 10 months in a hot little no-name sweatbox studio in Whoop Whoop outside Melbourne, recording a lot of good demos. In terms of the dynamic of the band, Glenn is great with guitar noise and doing interesting things with guitar. He's not necessarily the most instantly melodic player, but he has got a really good grasp on how to make fucked up noise, and I love really fucked up noise. Troy, we were happy to get in on drums because he certainly contributed a lot with different rhythmic ideas, really driving the songs forward, adding drums that can be kind of really dancey at parts, but also having more of a sort of Pink Floyd-ish breakdown feel during the middle eights of songs. And Spencer, who's playing bass, was initially our sound engineer before he was demoted to being in the band, and he has just clicked onto everything really, really fast. So that's who's in the band.
There seems to be quite a strong dance element to what you do. Was that a conscious thing that you wanted to put into your music?
In terms of a dancey element, some of the songs have that. Really, we just want to do something broad but still sound new. But, you know, we do like to, especially live, we want to be playing, we generally like to play songs that do have a strong beat and have a sort of sense of energy. And then when there's some more shoegazy elements within it, it's something that people can appreciate, but it's not like homogeneously downbeat for one set. I mean, I think that people want to come to a show and they do want to have fun and they want to be entertained. So we consciously want to have a lot of variety in the sound.
Have you had any real memorable live gigs so far?
I think there's a distinction between if they're memorable and if we can remember them, if you know what I mean. Playing the V Festival was cool. That was our first festival show last year. I got to meet Johnny Marr backstage, and I'm a big Smiths fan, so that was cool.
A memorable show for me recently was when Raf almost caved the roof in on top of me. I think that was in the Peninsula on the Van Shee tour that we did recently.
And how did the roof almost cave in? Explain the story.
He was climbing all over my drums in this crazy jam out part of a song, and yeah. I don't know what happened.
I pulled on something and some of the air conditioning duct fell on top of the drums.
Well, tell me, what's it like in the Mission Control rehearsal space?
When we get together to rehearse, generally we're about 3 hours late past the booking time that we have. I've usually got there very late from the skate park. Troy usually arrives late because he's lost his cymbals and snare again. And the other guys arrive in a similarly tardy fashion. So usually we book the rehearsal room for 6. We start at about 10. We go through the set once, and then we get interrupted by some guy who thinks that we're the Pantera cover band next door, and then we leave. And that's pretty much it. I guess the hours go in the studio when we're actually making the tracks, because all of the songs that we've done, we've actually recorded first, and then we can take elements from the songs and sample that and use it live. So in the rehearsal room, we tend to be translating those into the live setting. It's not like we're standing around saying, oh, how about this riff? Do you want to make a song out of that? Because we've already got the songs that we've done in the rehearsal studio. And I think that that's a different kind of paradigm in terms of making up songs. If you're doing a kind of dirty rock band, you know, circa sort of the new rock 2001 thing that was happening aeons ago, then it was enough just to go into a room and blow out a few regurgitated Zeppelin riffs. But if you're actually producing music and you want to get the sounds right and get lots more kind of interesting sounds there, from different synths and old equipment. You can't do that in a rehearsal room. It needs to be done in the studio, which is where we put our songs together.
We're going to be playing your song Chariots of Fire. What can you tell me about that one?
The song Chariots of Fire is representative of our sound in the sense that there's a mixture of like a strong drum beat and dancey elements and a kind of psychedelic breakdown in the middle and real effed up noise. And the name Chariots of Fire is a reference to the Vangelis soundtrack, Chariots of Fire, because I guess some of the keyboard sounds in there have a 70-ish prog Vangelis, Jean-Michel Jarre kind of feel. And we really like the sounds of Vangelis soundtracks like Blade Runner and even the cheesier stuff like Chariots of Fire. But don't expect to see us running in slow motion at the 1912 Olympics, because 1912 was over 80 years ago.